Mix 101.7 Saturday morning huddle. Ryan Thompson joined now by Al D'Aurelia's co-head coach Chris Reinert to recap the 22-8 Warriors loss at Unity Christian last night. And Chris, we were talking beforehand, and I know the game didn't start especially well for you.
No, it didn't. Kind of got going. Both teams kind of got going. We had the ball, and we ended up throwing an interception. It was kind of a tough way to start our first drive. And then they came out on fire. They were running the ball well and ended up getting right down the field and ended up with actually a 19-yard touchdown pass with 8:19 left in the first, and then converted on the two-point conversion. So it was kind of a rude awakening for our kids. We weren't quite ready to answer the bell. And then after that, we settled in, and it was a pretty tight football game from there on out.
And your scoring drive came in the second quarter. Tell us about that and how it culminated.
It did. We put a nice touchdown drive together. Just really running between the tackles and off tackle. And Caleb Sleaser got going. It was fun to see the kids. They looked over and just said, keep feeding him. And we did. We went down the field really well. We ended up getting a 3-yard touchdown run out of Caleb. And then converted on the two-point conversion. We had to go for two since they did. He converted on the two-point conversion with basically the same play that we scored the touchdown with. So he had back-to-back 3-yard runs there into the end zone, which was good to see. That was with 4:19 left in the second.
So the score at halftime was?
It was 16-8. They went down. We thought really good about that. Went down and answered at that time. We felt like we were moving the ball well. We had them stopped on defense once. We traded punts, and then they actually just got back down the field kind of in a hurry. They went to a up-tempo offense, and we had trouble adjusting to that defensively, reading the keys, and didn't make a stop. And they got back in the end zone with 43 seconds left to go in the half, and then again converted on the two-point conversion. So we were down 16-8 at half.
And you just couldn't get out of your own way, I suppose, whether it be turnovers or penalties and so forth.
Yeah, you're kind of right there. We had 4 turnovers on the night, which is never an easy battle to fight, and then 8 penalties for 88 yards. So, yeah, the penalties were not just the 5-yard, false start or offsides. It was the 10-yard versions over and over again. We actually had one on our final drive that we were moving the ball. I had a 20-yard penalty on that one. We had a penalty behind the line of scrimmage that went for 15 yards, so it ended up being 20-yard negative. So we were facing second and like 28 on that drive, and that just absolutely kind of took us out of our chances to come back and tie the game. At that time, it was still 16-8. We ended up turning the ball over on downs late in the fourth there. They took a couple shots, ended up getting a late score off a trick play. With 1:53 to go, and that was their final score of 22-8. They did not convert on the two-point conversion. So, yeah, it was just one of those nights that, for everything we did, we kind of did something to battle ourselves and whatnot, too. So,
yeah, so but albeit the shaky start and that late play on some trickery you mentioned to put Unity Christian firmly in the driver's seat, your defense did enough good things to keep you in it to give you a chance.
They did, yeah. Like I said, once they settled in, they did a nice job, and we came up with a fumble recovery. Alex DeRose got in there and got a fumble recovery for us, so that was great. And they did. We just at times just kind of had a couple letdowns, and they got a great running back. He led the district in rushing, and just a very patient runner. And it was hard to bring him down once we got to him. We had that rally around him, and if we didn't, He was going to get more than his share. So it was just a big, big physical game, and unfortunately we came up short.
Well, you couldn't match last season's win total, unfortunately. But on the other hand, you battled all season, were right there in some of the games. Speaking of Hinton and Western Christian, traditional strong teams, gave them a run for their money. So any final words to summarize or final thoughts on the season?
No, it was. Someone asked me if I was disappointed. I said, I'm not disappointed. I'm not disappointed in the kids' efforts. We anticipated more wins, and that's not how we drew up the season to go. That's the game of football. Like you said, a lot of close games. This is really a one-possession game until that last strike at the end. The Hinton game, the Emmitsburg game, both won possession games. Western Christian game that you mentioned, that was really a one possession game plus the safety. So just we were there. We just could not get over that hump. We just, like we talked about some of the mistakes here earlier, kind of held us back in a few of those games. But again, the kids played their tails off every night of the season. We never questioned their effort. Just lacked execution here every now and again. And you know, the game of football is tough. It definitely shows those mistakes when they happen. They definitely kind of stick out there and glare and hold you back. But we did a lot of nice things. You know, we had a senior-heavy group that we're going to miss. Aiden Henrich, Colin Johnson, Noah Sundy, and Tristan Jansen. Those guys all started on the line for us at one point or another during the season. Three of those guys every game. Jacob Hull rotated at fullback for us. Unfortunately, here late in the season, he's banged up a little bit. Didn't get much playing time the last 3 weeks here. Certainly a great kid to have around. Barrett Colpin did a lot of good things for us on defense. I mean, one of his best tackles of the night last night was out of Barrett out in the open. They threw a screen pass to the guy he was defending, and he wrapped him up right away and took him to the ground. So Barrett did a lot of nice things for us. Thomas Cuny, Jaden Henrich, and Caleb Sleaser, three of our captains. Thomas played a great defensive end, tight end for us all year long. Just a great worker. Going to miss him. Jaden Henrich, playing his first ball since his junior high days, had a tremendous year up towards the top in tackles in the district. Just one of those really coachable kids, played fast once he settled in and did a super job throughout the year. And, of course, Caleb Sleaser. So many great things about Caleb that he did for us, just on both sides of the ball as a threat anytime he gets his hands on the ball. And just one of those kids that again showed by example what it takes to be successful at football. So those guys, I hope I'm not missing someone, but those guys there are going to be missed, and I appreciate everything they did for us.
Great effort all season. Warriors come up short in the finale 22-8 at Unity Christian. Alt Aurelia co-head coach Chris Reiner, thanks a lot as always for your time each season and taking the early morning phone calls during our huddle program. Appreciate it, Chris, and we'll be seeing you down the line.
All right. We certainly appreciate you guys' support and coverage there, and you bet we'll see you come basketball.
You bet. Chris Reiner in the Saturday morning huddle on Mix 101.7.